This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in re the marriage of Courtney Bender and James Bender. Courtney Bender, petitioner respondent versus James Bender, respondent appellant, decided May 1st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. One, in division in re the marriage of Courtney Bender and James Bender. Courtney Bender, petitioner respondent, versus no. SD 38534, James Bender, filed May 1st, 2025, respondent appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cedar County. The Honorable Brandon Fisher, special judge, vacated and remanded James Bender, husband, appeals the trial court's P proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law and judgment, and decree of dissolution of marriage, judgment, which dissolved his marriage to Courtney Bender, wife, and awarded sole legal and sole physical custody of their minor child to wife. One, following the trial court's entry of the judgment, one wife filed a motion to dismiss husband's appeal for failure to comply with Rule 84.04, which was taken with the case. This court has reviewed the record on appeal and husband's brief and is able to discern the issues presented to this court for review. See Joker Steve versus Huckabee, 2025, WL 999968, 6 and 7. Momer 2. Husband filed a motion to set aside judgment and to render judgment void, or alternatively, for a new trial, pursuant to Rule 7406B, which was denied by the trial court. Husband presents 3 points on appeal, claiming the trial court erred in denying his after-trial motion because the judgment is void, point I, the judgment is irregular, point 2, and husband has good cause for a new trial, point 3. All 3 points on appeal are based on husband's claim that he was not given notice of a trial setting, trial, or anything other than a temporary dissolution hearing taking place on February 15, 2024, by the trial court. This court determines point the secu has merit and concludes the judgment is irregular. The judgment is vacated and the cause is remanded for a new trial. Factual background and procedural history. Husband and wife were married August 14, 2018. One child was born during the marriage. On September 28, 2023, wife filed a petition for dissolution of marriage, claiming the marriage was irretrievably broken. Wife sought dissolution of the marriage, sole legal custody, and joint physical custody of the party's minor child, and distribution of the party's marital assets and debts. Husband filed a pro se respondent's answer to petition for dissolution of marriage. Husband requested that the marriage be dissolved and that custody of the child be awarded 50-50 to husband and wife. Husband indicated that he agreed with wife's proposed parenting plan, App SD 2025. This court exercises its discretion to address husband's brief on its merits, therefore the motion to dismiss is denied. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2025. Two, the judgment states the parties were married July 31st, 2021. However, wife testified that she and husband married August 14, 2018. Wife's petition for dissolution of marriage also listed the date of marriage as August 14, 2018, which was admitted as true in husband's answer. 3. On November 2, 2023, wife filed a motion for temporary custody and child support and notice of hearing. The motion alleged wife had filed a petition for order of protection against husband that was pending. The motion further alleged the petition for dissolution of marriage had not been set for trial. The notice of hearing provided notice to the parties and the trial court that wife was calling up for hearing wife's motion for temporary custody and child support on November 17, 2023 at 2 p.m. in the Cedar County Circuit Court. 3. On November 15, 2023, the guardian ad litem, Gal, filed a letter confirming that the case was set for a motion hearing on November 17, 2023, and requested a new hearing date due to a scheduling conflict. The parties appeared before the trial court, wife with counsel and husband pro se, on November 17, 2023, at which time the trial court set a temporary motion hearing for February 15, 2024, at 10 a.m. The trial court's docket entry read, "Wife appears in person and with attorney J.L. Husband appears in person, pro se. Temporary motion hearing set for February 15th, 2024 at 10 a.m. SBF. On November 20th, 2023, husband filed his answer to petition for dissolution of marriage and a document showing he completed his parent education. On January 22nd, 2024, wife filed a notice of hearing calling for a hearing on her petition for dissolution of marriage. The notice read, "Comes now, wife, by and through her attorney of record, J.L., calls for hearing on her petition for dissolution of marriage on February 15th, 2024, at 10 a.m. in Cedar County Circuit Court. Emphasis added. 3. The notice of hearing also notified the parties and the court that wife was calling.